Welcome back to Movie Trailer Reviews Podcast. It's your host, Chris, here with Ro and Brandon. And we are here to review the Give Us Free Movie of the Year, Harriet.
Nigga.
What are you talking about?
I'm a starred bastard. Like, what? What?
I mean, oh, this is nothing. This is one of our freedom moments. This is one of the films that we are starting this new trend where we're also going to record the non-spoiler review, which is what you're listening to right now. And then we're going to keep this nice and short, 15, 20 minutes. And then we're going to record a longer spoiler version on premium. And if you think that is bad.
Oh, God.
Yeah, wait till we make the switch.
It's going to get bad.
Oh, my dick. You got to pay. You got to pay to hear how I really feel about this. No, I'm just kidding. This is a film directed by Casey Lemons. I was going to say Kersey Clemons.
I mean, I might have liked that film better, actually. But
I mean,
star Cynthia Erivo has Leslie Odom Jr. in here for why do people waste Leslie Odom Jr.
I don't know.
What is because they hate me? I take that shit personally.
What is the point of casting this nigga and not using him in a film?
But it's not just honestly, him. It's Janelle Monáe too.
Janelle Monáe's in this film. What were you saying?
It's Janelle Monáe too. Like I was looking at her, I was pick better films, please, because you are such a better actress than this film. Please,
This could have been something.
Oh my God! Even Holiday from Queen Sugar. Like nigga, find better films, bro. You deserve better, sir. Holiday, a good man. You deserve better, sir.
So this is the... I'm going to read the synopsis of this, and you will tell me how true this is. The extraordinary tale of Harriet Tubman...
No, lies.
I didn't even...
There's nothing extraordinary about this film.
They lying to the people.
You know what it is full of, though? Tales. There's nothing extraordinary, though.
The extraordinary tale of Harriet Tubman's escape from slavery and transformation into one of America's greatest heroes, whose courage, ingenuity, and tenacity to free hundreds of slaves
show you
history.
And then they go on ahead and retcon some speeches.
Yada yada
I guess
yada.
That
yada,
is
yada
a change
slaves.
In history.
Yada the slaves.
Yada yada yada.
Slave yada the movie.
Flash forward.
The North would have been a better Harriet Tubman's tale than this. Where is Issa and them at? Like, get them the rights to do a Due North film. It Lord would be Jesus so much now. Better.
So I wonder how you all felt about the film.
Okay, look, slavery. This is one of those situations where for what it is all right. This is not made for black people. This is made for white people who don't know shit about Harriet Tubman. And they want them to be interested and they want them to be inspired. And oh, she's a superhero because, you know, you can't exactly just talk about a black person's real life without trying to make us seem like we magical, Negro-ish, and fantastical all at the same motherfucking time. I mean, but, you know, yeah. So that's just me.
If Superman keeps having to save Lois from the same damn place, I feel like he should just leave her there.
Superman did save Lois' ass from the same damn place,
which is why
all
Superman
the damn
sucks.
Time.
Which
I
is,
get your point.
Which
I
is
see,
why
I
Batman is better. There. That's why Batman is better. That's why Batman is better. Batman was dropping bitches left and right. Look, ho, I got people. I got jokers to kill. I ain't got time for you.
You called. You wasn't ready. I gotta go. Mm. No, look. I think I feel like. For what this movie tried to do, it was very successful.
Don't do that.
No, she's
Cassie
right, though.
Cassie Lemons made a highlight reel.
She's right. Because she's right.
Did it for what this movie wanted to accomplish, it succeeded.
If you try to sit down and you trip and fall on the ground, that counts.
It does count.
It counts.
Is it a highlight film? Is it a highlight reel with one reel?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, have you ever watched ESPN? It's pretty much one reel of the same shit all day, bro.
Yeah, but
I mean, really, yeah. They just recycle. They have it every half hour. So if you miss it, you just wait and then be right back.
What did you say, Chris? Because I can't hear you. What'd you say?
I said maybe. I mean, it's still different people, and at least they're exciting.
I didn't say it was an exciting reel. I just said it wasn't the same reel.
I just said it was a highlight reel. I didn't give it any adjective.
Wait, so this is basically like the when SportsCenter does the top 10, but it's like the top 10.
Nigga, the top 10 every hour. I'm telling y'all, y'all don't understand how much rappers suck in person until you've had to stay in a hotel with them, and them niggas watch the same ESPN highlight reels all goddamn day. Oh, so remember like this next
something
time.
News gonna happen.
Remember this next time you listening to a rap song and they keep talking about sports, because the only thing they can reference is drug dealing and fucking sports, because they be watching highlight reels on ESPN all day. All day. Okay. Harriet Tubman.
But just the highlight reel.
What's hugely disappointing about this film is the fact that, one, they brought two black women out to Middleburg Festival as the director and the writer of this film. And they admitted that they carried the script around for 8 years. And all I kept thinking was, so in none of those years, you decided to veto this script, because it's the most basic ass Harriet Tubman story. This is some shit that you would get in elementary school during Black History Month. One paragraph, because the white teacher feels like they have to.
No, I'm sorry. This isn't even the yellow box history of Harriet that you get.
I mean, it's pretty.
This ain't even the yellow box.
This is how much I knew until I realized I didn't know shit, which was in college. Right. I didn't know shit about Shotgun Harry. I didn't know shit about her being part of the Civil War. Like, I didn't know she went to Canada. Right. I didn't know that shit. And then you see this film and guess what? You really don't know that shit here either, because this film is the most basic ass. This film is so basic, it feels like a relay race, because she keeps going back the same way to do the same shit every time. There is no strategy here. It is just her. If they had to draw a straight line, and let's see if she can stay on it. Man, she is the line walker. I hope y'all don't never catch her drunk driving, because her ass gonna be able to walk that line forwards, backwards, saying her ABCs, her NPCs, her 1-2-3s. Like, she's gonna know that shit because she does it so much. And the
bigger problem than that is, like,
that.
Even the basic shit, you're right, it's still super basic, but I wish they had decided to show us more of the character younger and before the point where they pick up, because a lot of the repetitiveness in the middle, one, they wouldn't have had time for it, so they would have had to be more strategic about what they showed us when she was making her trips and going backward and forward. They would have used that better time better. And two, you would have truly had a better understanding of exactly how savvy and smart
so
Harriet Tubman mentee was. I mean, they didn't even try. I mean, the reason why she had never been sold down river was because every single time her master tried to bring somebody to sell her, after she had gotten hit in the head, and these are not spoilers, this is the damn history, she faked like she was having a spell, or she faked like she was too stupid to understand what they would say, so he couldn't sell her. And she did that shit on purpose. But they were so wrapped up in giving you it, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of the way that they opened up the movie for Birth of a Nation with that whole, you know, mystical moment of the slaves running away into the forest to try to the retention of their African heritage and culture, to have that ceremony where someone allegedly anointed Nat Turner in it. And it just felt like they needed to feed the mysticism instead of just giving it to you in a way that was not some bullshit.
So we'll go more detail on this when we do the spoiler review, but so I both agree and disagree with you. I agree with you in the fact that, yeah, they lean on that mysticism bullshit way too much, which actually, and Bert and I talked about this, it actually takes away from the savviness of the character and who she was, and it actually annoyed the shit out of me. The only reason why I say I disagree is because they went with that direction, I was like, I actually kind of don't need to see her before they picked up. I think they picked up. You can pick up at the right time. The problem is that they lean so heavily on that mysticism bullshit that there's no substance in any of the savvy. You could have added the savviness of her during that middle part of the film. You could have absolutely have done that. Instead, they don't do that. Instead, they lean on this other bullshit. There are actually points in this film, and again, we'll do more of this in the spoiler, but there are points in this film where they're trying to make it seem like Harriet was done dirty. What one by the man she was first engaged to, and then later on kind of being not taken seriously by Leslie Odom Jr.'s character because she's a woman and things like that. The problem is, honestly, from the way they shot this film and the way that they put things, I absolutely agree with both of those men. She's out of her fucking mind. You don't listen to this woman. She's fucking crazy. But, no, seriously. The things you were doing, I'm like, nah, don't follow that bitch. No. She's out of her fucking mind. You don't do that. And so,
yo, my nigga lost the eye over her, dog. Like, my nigga lost the eye over her, bruh.
Bruh. Like, the way they tried, because they don't give enough, it's almost like they didn't believe enough in her own story and who she was. And so they tried to add these other elements in there to try to explain it. And I'm like, you're actually doing her more of a disservice than you think you're trying to do with the way these men are dismissing her. Like, it's like the people who wrote this script and made this film, they actually dismissed the actual story and the actual person and who Harriet Tubman is.
They dismissed everybody who was truly a significant historical person. That's why I said, for what this movie was trying to accomplish, it did it pretty well. It wanted to put some Hollywood gloss. It wanted to raise the profile of Harriet Tubman. She's a recognizable plot point that does get time during Black history, so white people know who she is. And it's one of the reasons why I said this movie wasn't for Black people. This movie was for white people. The moments they chose to focus on, the relationships they chose to dig into, when they decided that they wanted to show whether or not somebody wasn't it shit or not, because that wasn't her fiance, that was her husband. And their relationship was not hearts, roses, and flowers.
Clearly it wasn't, because that nigga was like, well, I guess I'm moving on.
But they tried to make it seem like, oh, this is just what happened. It was a survival mechanism. And that's some WPS. That's one of the ways that you get around to this idea of people saying, oh, well, that's why Black women and Black men are comfortable with having multiple baby mothers and baby fathers. And they're like, because slavery. And they fucking fed into that shit with the way that they wove that narrative. And then the whole situation with William Still and the relationship that he developed with Harriet, and when he like was condescending or patronizing or believing and backing her up. He's a whole ass abolitionist living in Philadelphia before she got there. And they barely gave that movement any lip service, like what it really took for him to bring her into the inner circle. And it wasn't just enough for what they give you in the film. So this was real pretty and real glossy. I don't know why. I mean, Cassie real good at making a movie look good. She made Eve Bailly's movie look good too.
Oh no, and the that movie looks beautiful at night. Fuck. It looks beautiful at night.
There's a point in this film where you're sitting there going, you're like, I mean, you know, she's still a Black woman in America, and you know, I know she escaped slavery, but like the numbers kind of racist too. And just kind of going like, really? We're not gonna talk about any of that shit. We're just gonna have her walking around.
No, but they don't have time for that, bro. They don't have time for that.
We had to have her run back and forth so we could make sure that we made all the money we could make out of that Nina Simone song we went and got.
You know what this film reminds me of? It reminds me of why the fuck I don't like the first Captain America film. Because of that damn montage where he goes to war and they just keep showing him constantly kicking in the door and shooting down Nazis. And that's what it felt like every time she showed back up with some slaves. Hey, got
come
some
on,
slaves.
It was the same montage of Hustlers.
Exactly.
And these are my friends.
It's the
And these are my friends.
Got some slaves for y'all. And every time Larry Odom is just like, God damn, nigga, this shit done brought some more. I'm like, you know what? I can't do this. I can't do this shit. It.
And I really, and like, there was ingenuity. Like, the whole time, like, they could have used that time to show how she developed the network, why it was that she eventually had the name Moses, how she really stayed under the radar, and they phoned all of that shit in so they could show us having her run. Like, we didn't know running was involved. And like, they like to play cute. Like, I was like, y'all really gonna act like this happened this much during the daytime, this many times? We just gonna play like that. That's what we gonna do today. And after a while, I was like, this movie is not for Black people. Like, you want to take parts of what we learn about Harriet Tubman, and you still feel like in order to talk about this shit, you've got to make this stuff really palatable. And I got it and I get it, but 8 years and no one sat down and reread through this script and said, you know what? We could flesh this out here. We don't really need this many. If we're going to do this, how about we show that? Or, and like, and the other characters they had in there in the moments, like, you know, when they wanted to talk about, who was it? What happened with her mama? Rick Ross and her dad, you know, who stayed and her family. And they, I was like, you're trying to make a family movie out of
yes,
out of one of the most.
And I'm gonna say this. I definitely wanna say this, because I mean, I agree everything with you're saying about they didn't make it for us. But I'll be honest, man. When we saw it in Middleburg, and Middleburg is in the middle of nowhere with some white people. I mean, shout out to Sheila Johnson for what she's trying to do out there in Middleburg. But it's still a bunch of white people out there. We were on some white critics who also said the same thing. They were like, man, I mean, it's kind of safe, you know? And so, yep. Like, I honestly think that this is a film, like you said, that they, like we said, that they were talking about how they were trying to make it for 8 years. I'm like, when you're trying to make a film, here's the thing. When you're trying to make a film for 8 years and nobody bites on it, I'm sorry, even if it's a black film, it's your script.
Go back and read that script, bro, because it might be a bit tame.
But when it comes to that, I'm just going to say that, you know, it feels like it was supposed to be made 8 years ago, meaning that I think a film like this, when it's really safe, a lot of people probably would have been okay with it 8 years ago, right? It would have been, it's not going to get as, it would have gotten some pushback, but not as much pushback as it's going to get now, because again, 8 years ago, this would have worked. In 2019, everybody's looking at you going like, nigga, what are you doing?
You can't come after 12 years a slave and phone in.
Exactly.
A non-traditional slave narrative. You
and
can't.
That's where I'm going. Like, that's where I'm going. Because we can sit here and be like, this film was made for white people, but it was made for the same white people that loved films like The Favorite. So it's not like they can't digest a very complex story with complex characters that is a period piece that actually encapsulates that time period and shows you the goods and the bads, the evils and the works, the strategy, the controversy, the manipulation, and all of that to a degree where by the end of it, you're applauding everybody on screen and you don't know who to give the award to. They could have absolutely done that with Harriet and really gotten into her character and gotten into slavery, gotten into abolitionism, gotten into the North, gotten into why niggas had to continue going to Canada, gotten into why niggas stayed in the South and were scared to run. You know, instead of being like, that bitch is walking in water. We don't walk in water. Like, you know, I'm sorry, but when you're putting shit like that in a film,
haters walking out here.
I'm also tired of black people being behind the camera, shooting scenes specifically for black church folk and hoping that is going to win them over, because that shit pisses me off. We are so much smarter than that, and there's so much more history to us than to try to win us over with a damn spiritual breakdown in the middle of the woods every time we do North. I'm sorry, that shit is trash and I'm over it.
No, Minty having one of her spells again.
Should we just leave
her? Come on, I mean, but this is it's not just that it felt 8 years out of date or out of step with where we are with talking about these stories. It's like it looked good, but again, my point of reference, when you come into wanting to have the balanced frame and how they structured the story where they wanted to have this rising moment, and everybody wants to have either their damn St. Crispin's Day speech or their moment where they say, no, not you, sir. And it's again, it's the same thing where they got all the lovely accolades around A Birth of a Nation. And it's to say, like, there were moments in that movie that really worked. And all of them were the non-traditional narrative moments. And then he failed because he got sentimental and he got stuck in structure and what he wanted it to look like. I mean, they spent more time, I feel like, trying to make sure that they knew how to properly light black people at night rather than what they wanted those black people to say when they were in the woods in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start doing that, and it's like they felt like they could do this because it was Harriet. It's Harriet Tubman. And this doesn't take away from the fact that I was not unappreciative of anybody who was cast in this movie. I felt like they were all underutilized and they came to play and they did what they were asked to do. They just weren't asked to go enough, do enough, or go deep enough. And that's a failing of the script. Period.
Yeah. You mean the script that gave us such great lines like, God don't mean people to own people, said in a great
Can we rate this? Can we rate this?
I came to get you.
Can we rate this so we can get into spoilers, please? Can we just do that? Can we lean on that?
Fuck you, Brandon. Fuck you very much.
Term of words and use them back on me.
Shit.
What do y'all give this film?
I plead the fifth. I give this 5 out of 10.
I'm
going to
give this a C- for I can't with y'all no more.
I'm giving it a 5 out of 10.
Nigga, what are we giving a C? When do we use letters? We as slaves, we don't know.
You can't read.
You letters. What are you doing over there?
I can read.
Letters. I can count marks, sir. How many lashes I had on my back, sir. That's what I can count, sir.
It's a 5. And I hate to say that because there were really good performances. It's just what they were asked to do was some bullshit.
And I want to make sure that this is understood. This is understood because I don't like you hotep ass niggas either. I want to make sure this is understood. There's nothing that is broken in this film has anything to do with the fact that Cynthia Erivo was cast as Harriet Tubman and is British black actress. Not a goddamn thing has anything to do with it. She did what she could. Like Janelle did what she could. Like Lamar did what he could with the shit. Leslie, I'm sorry. I'm thinking Lamar Odom. He did crack. Excuse me. Leslie Odom. What he did, what he could with the shit they gave them. And
everybody performed well. It's just so basic when you're talking about
so basic
who they're talking about. Cynthia Erivo did a good job, and I guarantee you, she'd had a better script, she'd be even better. What I think is really sad is because she did a good job, we might get stuck with these types of damn movies again. That's how well a job she did.
I don't know. I hope Terminator Dark Fate makes niggas forget that this is a thing.
Ain't nobody going. I'm sorry. I don't think people are going to
look. Everybody's going to Terminator. I'm going to Terminator because I didn't get to see it. I'm staying on the review because I want to know the thing.
Bro, what does your C translate into?
She said it was a 5.
My bad. That's because, you know, I started ranting and shit. It's a 5. I give it a 5.
Okay, I'm giving it a 5 Negro spirituals too. So,
5. You've seen the light,
right? If you
5, if you big nipples.
You want to hear talk about the spoilers so we can get more into this film? Make sure to MTR Premium.
Joe Alwyn up here with big, pretty, fluffy hair.
Hold on, Chris is giving them information now.
Yeah, I'm trying to let people know how to get to Premium so we can actually hear us talk about the spoilers of this. Premium.mtrnetwork.net. Sign up for Premium there, $8 a month, or you can sign up for our quarterly plan, which is $22 a month, or you can get a full year for $80. You listen to the rest of our non-spoiler reviews, movie trailer reviews. I'll put that into iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, Spotify. If you're on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. Let's get to 200 reviews. We can try to get onto Rotten Tomatoes. And that's what we got right there, folks. Don't go wading in that water. Until next time, we are out of here. Peace.